This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. On the sidelines of the 73rd UN General Assembly session, Presidents Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in of South Korea Monday signed a new free trade agreement that Mr. Trump hailed as a historic milestone.
My administration is the first to actually keep our promise and deliver. And in addition to this deal, we have many in the works, and they're fair deals. They're reciprocal deals, and they make a tremendous difference to our workers, our companies, and to the United States as a whole.
He said it will significantly reduce the trade imbalance and create new opportunities to export American products. The two leaders also discussed North Korea and denuclearization, with Mr. Trump indicating he'll be holding another face-to-face meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fairly soon.
We're both very much looking forward to having it. It will be between North Korea and the United States. It'll be similar to the format we had before, most likely a different location. Again, it will be announced pretty soon. I think a lot of progress is being made. I see tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of Chairman Kim toward making a deal.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters Monday he expects to return to Pyongyang to arrange that summit before the end of the year. World leaders meeting at the UN Monday remembered the late South African President Nelson Mandela and his legacy of championing peace, human rights, and global cooperation. Mandela's widow, Gracia Machel, said it's time to end senseless violence.
Those who are directly involved in the atrocities plaguing our world, those who take sides, and those who sit in silence. As leaders of this time, you have moral imperative and the ability to bring the death and destructions we witness on a daily basis to an end.
A statue of Mandela unveiled at the UN. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is expected to mobilize global opinion against Iran's destabilizing behavior later Tuesday as he addresses the UN General Assembly. The president pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran, but the five remaining members have agreed to keep business ties active with Iran despite U.S. sanctions. Federica Mogherini is the European Union foreign policy chief.
The participants welcomed practical proposals to maintain and develop payment channels, notably the initiative to establish a special purpose vehicle to facilitate payments related to Iran's exports, including oil and imports.
The so-called special purpose vehicle is the creation of Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, as well as Iran. At the same time, the U.S. said it intends to keep up the pressure on Iran. John Bolton is the White House National Security Advisor.
What we expect from Iran is massive changes in their behavior. And until that happens, we will continue to exert what the president has called maximum pressure. That's what we intend to do.
But Bolton repeated that U.S. policy is not guided by regime change. Meanwhile, in Iran, tens of thousands of mourners attended funerals for 25 people killed in an attack on a military parade in the southwest city of Avaz. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has blamed American lackeys for the assault. Another Palestinian was shot dead Monday as a result of clashes with Israeli troops along the rest of Israel-Gaza border. 10 others were wounded in the latest violence as protesters burned tires and threw stones at soldiers who responded with tear gas and gunfire. Sporadic protests have plagued the border region since late March. The French press agency reports three soldiers in Burkina Faso were killed as they hunted for three miners kidnapped on Sunday. One of the miners was a domestic worker, while the other two came from South Africa and India. Jihadist groups are known to be active in the northeast region of Burkina Faso. The U.S. has approved the sale to Taiwan of spare parts for F-16 fighters and C-130 transport military aircraft worth up to $330 million. Such sales are an irritant to China, which claims Taiwan is a renegade province. Tens of thousands turned out to greet Pope Francis in Latvia Monday. He praised the people for enduring long occupations by Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. Indonesian teenager Aldi Novel Adelang is back home after being rescued by a Panamanian-flagged vessel after being adrift in the Pacific Ocean 49 days. He was alone in a fishing hut anchored off Sulawesi Island. Heavy winds pushed him out to sea back in July. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.